sparklers are evil.
Oh.
And tomorrow is a joyous day celebrating our beautiful country's birthday. So why must we jeopardize all that happiness by putting explosives in our baby's little tiny gorgeous hands?
Here we go. I mean, if fireworks are not to be handled by children, I agree with you on that.
I hate sparklers, and I don't like fireworks, and every year Raven calls me the biggest party pooper of all time, it's not nice.
Fireworks done by a professional or an individual like myself.
No, no. How do you put that in the same sentence, Raven, by professionals or an individual as myself? The fact that you travel to get the biggest explosives possible is not normal. It's not.
I mean, it feels American. I got to be honest. Uh-huh. It's like Cannonball Run or, you know, Smokey and the Bandit or whatever. One of those American classics that, you do whatever it takes to make sure that you deliver the goods that your guests need.
On that note, here's the guy from the internet saying what I've been saying for many years.
Sparklers look great, but they're actually extremely dangerous because they do burn at 2,000 degrees, which is as hot as a blowtorch.
Did you hear that? Did you hear the whole Raven?
Which is as hot as a blowtorch.
It's as hot as a blowtorch.
Blowtorches can be very handy.
Would you put a blowtorch in a three-year-old's hand?
Well, there's no age restrictions at Home Depot. That's all I'm saying.
New data from the Consumer Product Safety Commission finds sparklers were associated with an estimated 600 emergency department-treated injuries last year.
Now, every year, my friends make fun of me, Raven, because as the sparklers are being handed out to all the children, I will not let my kids get them.
Yeah.
Right. And they look at me like I am the biggest dork in the whole entire world because I am so deathly afraid of them. I've seen kids burn their hands. Many, many times.
Yeah, is it like your friend's kids?
Yes.
The neighbor's kids?
Yes.
And yet they're still alive.
And
they're
still do it every year. It's like they forgot what happened last year. And they don't care.
Yeah.
And it is the number one cause of injury for children under 5 when it comes to fireworks. And some of the burns that we've seen have been horrific.
Horrific.
I mean, pay attention. I mean, if you're there with your child, if they're under 5, they shouldn't be doing anything outside of your eyes.
Which is as hot as a blowtorch.
I always think this is crazy. So all my friends have like their theories. Who puts the oven mitts on them holding the sparklers? Who does the red Solo cup where they put it in the Solo cup so like it protects their hands inside?
Yeah, from the, kind of sparking back. Yeah.
Here's what happens.
Yeah.
The little kids and the big kids start playing. They start lighting off the sparklers. And what do they start doing? They start chasing each other with it.
Of course, right.
And then it becomes like, I'm going to poke you with the sparkler.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, right. And then it becomes a big problem. You want to know why, Raven?
Why is that?
Which is as hot as a blowtorch.
Because the sparklers are as hot as a blowtorch.
Here's the thing. I don't play with sparklers. I'm afraid of them. I only use 500-gram fireworks, mortars, stuff like that. You know, it's safe.
Every year, Raven says to me, do you want me to get you the good ones, the good fireworks?
The good ones. And, I mean, I know where they are. I've got them.
And I say no, because do you want to know why? Take a giant guess, Raven. Why?
Hot as a blowtorch.
No sparklers.
There's no sparklers, right? And I don't think if you're an amateur, you should be lighting off fireworks. How many times have you guys almost blown off your hands? Guys, don't worry. Friday morning, there'll be reports on who blew off their hands. It's coming. Because you want to know what? It happens every single year, but I'm the party pooper. Look at me. I'm me.